You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than that, what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Today in the Gospel we hear the commandments of love, the commandment to love God and to love our neighbor. In order to explain these commandments, Jesus gives us a parable of the Good Samaritan to show us how much we have to love others, how much we have to love our neighbor, and what it means. Very often we see in this parable ourselves or other people. Maybe we see that we don't love enough, that we don't care enough for others. But I think more fundamental it is to see that we are that hurt person, and Jesus Christ is the Good Samaritan. Jesus Christ is the one who lifts us up, who heals us, and takes us to the inn, who takes care of us. Jesus Christ is the Good Samaritan. And unless we experience that, we experience His mercy, His love and care, then we'll not be able to do the same for our brothers and sisters. Then we'll question, just like this scribe, who is our neighbor and why should I do this or that? Once we experience Jesus Christ as the Good Samaritan, as the one who deeply and truly cares for us, we will be able to care for others just like Jesus did, just like the Good Samaritan. Save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m. Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, chancedehovah.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. Don't miss Scott Hahn and St. Paul's Center at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Join us in Doylestown for a day of pilgrimage on August 3rd in honor of Our Blessed Mother. We begin at 8 a.m. with the Holy Mass, and then Welcome and Talk by Scott Hahn, St. Paul presentation, break, books available for sale, and talk by Scott Hahn on August 3rd at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.